The source of information we allow into our space is critical today. I'm here as a teacher while I learn, an observer while I explore, and a channel while I discern. I rely on impulses and intuitions, books and spiritual broadcasts. I gather, collate, deconstruct, and investigate what feels relevant to me, for you. It is good to see our collective language has evolved. Our science and spirituality keeps crossing over, and many things not so long ago woo-woo are more commonplace and accepted. The internet, still in its infancy, has certainly expedited the proliferation of esoteric information. A grounding force and heartful swell continues to develop. Unfortunately, as it is within each of us, the extreme up-down of it, the intensity of energetic upheaval, the shift in consciousness, so it is without. The polarization of views, the seeming divisions across society, the ultra-violent outbursts, the imbalance, despair, futility, emptiness, all necessary parts of the process. The common thread in all higher communications always repeats the simplest message. Play. Play with your joy. Follow your happiness. Engage your excitement. And pursue that lightness with no expectations as to results. Be easy about all this. Do less, imagine, and dream more. What's the central idea here? Presence. Where the stylus hits the vinyl is the only place from whence the truest music emanates. Here, now, is the locus of you, me, all that is. Here, now, is where we decide upon and integrate the story and the reality we prefer. Here, now, is all there ever was, is, and will be. Every single time we think about anything outside of our present, we initiate a cascade of energetic and vibratory lessening effects, even if it is initially of a happy or good past or future memory. We resonate across the folds of space-time, and our thoughts strike chords and reverberations beyond our typical senses. Our past and hoped-for experiences serve us best if we can use them to inspire us into a state of flow, excitement, interest, rapture, trust, clarity, love and faith in who, what, where, when, and why we are now. We will trip and fall and bash into each other and collide with ideals, beliefs, and presumptions for a little while yet. But it's heartening to see the underlying shift and burgeoning tide of unity within ourselves and across the collective. I feel your passion. I know your desires. You are not alone. You are loved. You are that love that divinity engenders. Be easy on yourself through the healing and realignment process. Don't believe everything you think. Be you, here, now. Solitur ambulando.